If you're a regular listener to Smith Sabatino, you probably know by now that both Carl and I spent some time in Vietnam back in the days when the Vietnam War was in full swing. Carl was there as a U.S. soldier, a government issue, a GI.
GI.
In many ways.
U.S. 515-84393.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
I was.
And I was there as a young reporter.
Young reporter.
Covering the war as best one could do with in those days. So why was it that I brought this up in our last segment.
Yes.
Because
I was defending
shared experiences.
Defending integrity,
right,
and making mistakes. Defending the Vietnam War, that was not one of them. I stood on my position even when I went to college after as a 22-year-old freshman. Even from what I saw over there, and a lot of it was not fun, of the madness of war. It was Byron who noted, war is a game of fools. There are never any winners. War is a game of fools. And Vietnam went to the top of my list. However, defending that position in terms of why we should have been there and so on and so forth, the Gulf of Tonkin and all of the rest.
Which, by the way, just recently was the anniversary of that.
That's correct. The Gulf of Tonkin was not. It was an excuse for war. However, the position upon which we fought, many Vietnamese will still tell you to this day, was for the right of South Vietnam to exist. It was a chess game on a very, very big board, and that big board was the chess game on the planet, and it was another checkmate. North Korea and South Korea was the same situation.
Well, the official line, though, Carl, was that if Vietnam falls, then Cambodia would fall and Thailand would fall.
I just thought
the Philippines.
Yes.
And
I thought the basis of the argument was wrong. And we all knew that then, because they're very different cultures. See, that's the amalgam that unfortunately the American system said, well, they're all alike. Well, they're not all alike. A Vietnamese has got nothing to do with the Chinese, and they are separate and uniquely distinct cultures and beautiful cultures that they are. But I came back after two tours of Vietnam to try to work my way through college as a 22-year-old freshman when most people are getting out of college. I was going in. And I came back to Ho Chi Minh and all of that. And I knew quite quickly that my position was, you have a right to believe in what you believe. But I was there. I spoke to those people. I fought with those people. And they weren't fighting for any particular reason other than the fact that they didn't want to be communists. They enjoyed the Western influence in their culture and with these people that I fought with side by side. And when you have that kind of a rapport, you develop not only a friendship, but a sense of proportion. And they understood the big picture. Unfortunately, MacV, the military leadership in Washington, did not. But the grunts, yours truly and others on the ground, did. And that's what we were fighting for.
Well, I think many of those in MacV, including General Westmoreland, and including former Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara,
yes,
who truly espoused being there and escalating that particular war.
Correct.
Until, much later in his life when he wrote a book in which he basically was apologizing for the misinterpretation or his misinterpretation of what he thought would happen.
They weren't listening, and their biggest problem, you and I have talked about this before, they weren't listening, and we were screaming at them.
Well, I interviewed McNamara on his book tour. I was working in California at the time. And I said to him, Mr. Secretary, how do you answer, or what can you say to the mother or the brother or the sister of somebody who lost somebody in Vietnam because of what you are now saying were false policies? And there was a long pause, and this was a live show in the afternoon, and he started to tear up. He says, I don't have an answer to that, basically. I mean, it's those were times that none of us would ever want to repeat. I'm talking about the Vietnam War. And there are many instances in American history that we would probably rather not do or wish we hadn't done it to begin with.
Or wish we'd have done it differently.
Yeah.
Differently.
Well, you can do it differently in your mind's eye because history is always perfect in the mind. But you can't do it when you're dealing with our treasure and the lives that we lost of so many people.
Well said. Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. We're back.
America Weekend. Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that microwaving food inside plastic dishes and containers, including saran wrap and styrofoam, even cardboard, likely leaches toxins into the food you end up eating? When the plastic bowls heat up, the chemicals which fashion plastic melt into the steaming food within. And many of these chemicals are carcinogenic, in that plastic is ultimately made from petroleum. You might think of it a bit as hardened gasoline. This would include rubber lids and freezer bags, many of which contain phthalates and BPA, now banned in many plastic water bottles. More info at GoHarrison.com.
From the Greeniverse, Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you spend most of your day looking at a screen? Most of us do.
And your eyes are taking a beating. According to a report by the Vision Council, symptoms of digital eye strain include
eye irritation,
blurred vision,
fatigue,
back and neck pain,
headaches.
They also offer tips on how to prevent digital eye strain. First, keep your distance. With computers, you should be able to extend your arm and rest the palm of your hand on the screen.
Hold handheld devices just below eye level, a safe distance away.
Second, take a 20-20-20 break. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds.
Protect your sight so you'll clearly see your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.